Good morning and welcome to Calendar Bay Church Online. I'm Pastor John Intoff, and thank you so much for joining us for our online worship service today. Well, it's been an interesting week in Ontario as we have had a number of updates as far as COVID-19 restrictions that are going to be taking place. And so on Thursday, we introduced a 28-day stay-at-home statement. Was released, and which means that in-person gatherings and meetings at the church at present are not allowed. And so we are going to be doing the majority of our ministry through online opportunities like our service today. And so we'll be kind of giving you an update as we go along and kind of to see where we are going. But on Thursday, we started the process of a 28-day basically lockdown in Ontario. And so we'll keep you posted on how things are going, and we'll keep you updated. Well, we do want to thank you for your continued support of Calendar Bay Church. And even though it has been a very strange year, you have continued to give to our ministry, and thank you so much. And there are two ways that you can give to our ministry here at Calendar Bay Church. One is that you can safely and securely give online at our webpage, which is calendarbaychurch.ca. All you have to do is go to the About tab, click on Ways to Give, and you can follow the easy process in order to be able to do that. The other is if you prefer to use the mail system, you can simply send your gift to our mailing address, which is Calendar Bay Church, Box 218, Calendar, Ontario, P0H1H0. Again, our mailing address is Calendar Bay Church, Box 218, Calendar, Ontario, P0H1H0. Our small groups are continuing, but going through either Zoom or some other form of meeting together. And so if you are interested in being a part of our small groups, you can just contact the office. I will mainly be working at home, but I'll be coming in sporadically throughout the week. And so you can either contact me at home, or I will be checking messages here at the church. We've been encouraging people to get and stay connected, and there's a couple ways that you can do that. We have our daily encouragement, which is an email. We had switched to 5 days a week, but we're going to switch back to doing it 6 days as we move into this next stage of a lockdown here in Ontario. The other is by joining our Facebook group. Many of the same things that appear in our daily encouragement, plus more, are in our Facebook group. And so all you have to do is go to on Facebook and find our group, which is called Calendar Bay Church, and you can join that group. And we have some great interactions online there. And so I would encourage you to stay connected, join our Facebook group, or get on our daily encouragement mailing list, and then that way you can stay updated. And if you want to join our daily encouragement, all you have to do is go on our webpage, and there's a link that you're able to do that. Well, we also have a number of other online resources that are available. The small group curriculum is available online. We're going to be starting up again the Bible discovery lessons for kids, and so you can have a lesson that you can that ties in with the message that you can go through with your kids at home as well. Just a way that we try to support our congregation and your families. So we want you to use these resources, and you know, if you have some other resources that you have that you would like to make available, we can put those online as well. Well, we want to worship the Lord this morning. And so this song is just a wonderful invitation to have the Holy Spirit come and be ministering in our lives. And so let's invite the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Let's sing it together.
I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves. When my heart becomes free and my shame is undone, your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the
I hope that you made that your prayer, that the Holy Spirit be welcome as we look into God's Word this morning. We're going to be jumping back to a series of messages that we started in the fall, and we're going to continue as we move into the new year. And it's called The Life You've Always Wanted, Spiritual Disciplines for Everyday People Like You and I. If there's one thing that I think has been so important during these crazy, unprecedented COVID-19 days, is the importance of establishing and building a spiritual life that pleases God. To be able to seize these opportunities when life is a little bit different, to get our focus and fix our gaze on Jesus, because the Word of God tells us that He is the author and the perfecter of our faith. And so today we want to continue to look at the spiritual disciplines and ways that we can get connected with God. Now, just to kind of recap where we've been as we move through the fall, so that you can kind of, oh yeah, that's what we were talking about. Let's take a look. We looked at the fact that God is interested in transforming your life. You know, you've been called into a relationship with Jesus Christ, and now God is wanting you to be transformed and changed. He's not just interested in that one-time change. He wants the ongoing process of conforming and changing us to the image of Christ. And so God is very interested in transforming and changing our lives. And God uses spiritual habits and disciplines to help us in this process. The illustration that I love to use is the one of a boat. Now, a sailboat needs to hoist the sails in order to be able to catch the wind. And that's what we want to do, is we want to do everything that we possibly can in our own efforts, so that when the wind of the Spirit blows, we're able to go with Him. And so spiritual disciplines are like that. There are ways that we can hoist the sails so that when the wind of the Spirit blows, we're able to move with God. And so God is wanting to transform and change us, and the way that He does that is through using spiritual disciplines. And so we talked about some of the disciplines of life of celebration, of learning to be still, of the habit of prayer, of the habit of humility and confession. And today we want to talk about, and we've already sang a song about the Holy Spirit, and we want to talk about the guided life and how we receive guidance from the Holy Spirit. And this is a topic that is of great interest to me, because I think it's been an area of great misunderstanding in many people's lives. And, you know, many of us are kind of, when it comes to the Holy Spirit, we're a little bit suspicious about things. And often we are confused, and there has been lots of theological ideas about the Holy Spirit. And we want to take a look at God's Word, because the Holy Spirit wants to guide you. And how do we do that? And well, and some of the reasons that we have been kind of suspicious is because, well, most of us have never heard God speak in an audible voice. I've never heard God actually physically speak. I've talked about God speaking to me, but I have never actually heard His voice. And so some of us, we hear people throwing out the phrase "God spoke to me," and it kind of causes some confusion, because in our own spiritual experience, maybe we really have never had that type of experience, like myself, and so we become suspicious of it. And oftentimes, when it comes to the Holy Spirit, now this is just my personal opinion, is that some people that have been involved in those type of ministries seem to be a little bit weird and spooky. Now, that's just me. Maybe you don't find that at all, but for me and my experience, I have found that sometimes it'll be a little bit scary, a little bit weird, a little bit spooky. And the other side of it is that there many times they have been wrong or false in there saying God spoke to me, God wants to do this, and God really wasn't. I've heard some people say, you know, God's going to do this, and then he doesn't. And so it starts to make us suspect of when people say they're hearing from God, because, well, it really wasn't true. And we know that God doesn't lie. So it becomes a very puzzling and difficult area in spirituality to be able to discern. And the problem is that our suspicion can sometimes lead to a bit of cynicism when we hear of people talking in this about the Holy Spirit, that we become a little bit cynical of those people who, you know, freely talk about God speaking, and then it doesn't seem to be true. And sometimes this cynicism makes us limit the ability to be able to hear the voice of God. And this is where it gets confusing, is that because we've seen some misuses of it, we begin to kind of shut it down and say, you know what, maybe God doesn't do that, and God doesn't work that way anymore. I love this quote from John Ortberg. He says this: if I am to have a relationship with God that is in any sense personal, I must be open to the possibility that sometimes God does speak directly to me. That if we claim to have a personal experience with Jesus, that we have to be open, because the Word of God encourages us to be open to hearing His voice. And so we want to take a little bit closer look at this, and so we can live a life that is guided by the Holy Spirit. And how does that unfold in our lives? Because I do believe that God wants to speak to us, and it's not reserved. This is a very important principle. Just because I am in the role of a pastor, it doesn't mean that I am, you know, somehow more in tune than you are. We all have the same footing at the foot of the cross, and we all have the ability, because we are all in a relationship with Christ, that we can be open to hearing the voice of God. And you don't have to be a special person or more spiritual, you know, that we can be open to hearing the voice of God. And the Bible talks a lot about the Holy Spirit. Let me just read you some scriptures about the Holy Spirit. And this is what it says in John 16:13. But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on His own. He will speak only what He hears, and He will tell you what is yet to come. And then it goes on. It says, for the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you ought to say. So the guiding power of the Holy Spirit, the ability to be able to help you, to be able to say the right things. And then it goes on, and these are a couple other verses. The Holy Spirit will teach you all things and bring to remembrance all things that I have said to you. So the Holy Spirit, again, the inner ability to be able to remember the things that Christ has taught you. This is what also it says in Romans 8:27. The Spirit also helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what we should pray as we ought, but the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And so the Holy Spirit in these passages of Scripture is very much about guiding you and directing you and giving you the right things to say, helping you to be able to remember what Christ has taught you. All these important ideas which are tied to God guiding you and directing you in His life. And how does the Holy Spirit speak to people? Well, there's a number of ways that He does, and some of them are very simple. That God wants to speak to you through His Word. You know, if you want to know what God is saying, the most clear and plain way that you can have that happen is by reading His Word, inviting the Holy Spirit to be able to speak to you through His Word and you will have the opportunity to be able, and this is one of the key ways that God speaks to his people today is through his word. God speaks to us through worship. You know, we have the opportunity to be able to meet with God. Some of us are more, have a more musical bend. I love worship music, and I find that God speaks to me through the words of song. Often they're words of scripture that have been put to song. And so God uses music in order to be able to help us to be able to hear from him. God uses people as well. You know, I've heard people, and I've heard speakers talk, and it was like even the very words of God were being spoken to me through that individual. And so God is able to use people to bring his message to you. And so God can use people. And the last one is through the Holy Spirit's prompting and leadings. And that's where we want to focus our attention on today. Is, yes, God can speak very clearly through his word. God can speak through worship. God can speak through other people. But God can also speak directly through to you, through the Holy Spirit, through leadings and promptings. And so we want to take a little bit of a look at that. And so, you know, the promptings and the leadings of the Spirit, because the Spirit is the one who, the only way that we can ever enter a relationship with Christ is because the Holy Spirit convicts us of sin, and then we're able to enter into, so it's the ministry of the Holy Spirit that helps us, and it's through his leading that we're able even to enter into a relationship with Christ. The Spirit also gives us assurance of God's love, and so each day we can be assured of his love because his Spirit is speaking into us and assuring us and keeping us an assurance of his love. And the Spirit calls us to transformation. And so God is very interested, as we already mentioned this, about transforming and changing your life. And how does he do that? Well, the Holy Spirit is there to help us in order to be able to point out what areas of our life need to be transformed and changed. And so here we have that God wants to speak to us, and he's going to use the Spirit's leadings in our lives, and he's going to prompt us in order to be able to hear from him and respond to him. And the Spirit calls us to action. There are different points in our lives when we just feel God placing on our heart that we need to do something. And whether that be to pray for somebody, or whether that be to speak to somebody, whether it be to serve somebody, whatever it is, God is very interested in prompting us to action. And so if we really are interested in hearing the voice of God, what do we got to do? How do we prepare ourselves if we're really interested in hearing the voice of God? Well, we've already talked a little bit about this, but we need to learn to be still. The Bible tells us that, you know, be still and know that I am God. That one of the reasons why we have such a difficult time discerning and hearing the voice of God is because we really don't like to be quiet and still. We like our lives busy. We like our lives noisy. And so in the noise, sometimes it's very hard to discern the voice of God, because if we really don't quiet ourselves enough, if we don't focus to listen, chances are we're going to miss it. And so first thing that we need to do is if we're really interested in hearing the voice of God, we need to be still. The other thing is that we need to be engaged. And this is a really important principle. You know, the other day I was reading my devotional. I always read the Our Daily Bread devotional as I start my day. And, you know, I read it over and I had other things on my mind. And I finished it, and I had absolutely no idea what I had just read. I couldn't even remember the topic. I had to actually stop, go back, read the scripture again, and slowly read it because I was not engaged at all. I was so focused on other things that I completely missed anything that God might have been trying to tell me because I was just so focused on other things. God wants us to be engaged. You know, if we're listening, you know, if you're listening to me, sometimes there's other things that distract us and we miss what God is trying to teach us through it because we're not engaged. Many times we do the same thing. We come on a Sunday morning or, I've watched the online services with you guys, which is funny because I'm watching myself, but and we'll do the worship song. And so sometimes I'll just kind of, you know, get a cup of coffee, do something else. And I'm not really fully engaged in that moment. And so sometimes when you're worshiping, you know, you're mouthing the words, but are you fully engaged in the moment? You know, if we really want to hear God, then we need to be engaged in the moment. If you're reading God's word, invite the Spirit and say, Spirit, speak to me in this moment. As I'm going into the worship service, I say, God, help me to be engaged so that I can, as I sing worship songs to you, receive what it is that you want me to have in that moment. You got to be engaged. You know, sometimes we can, you know, I'll even be watching TV and I'll be playing a game on my tablet as I'm watching TV. And so sometimes I miss things because I'm just not really fully engaged in anything. I'm just all over the place. God wants us to be fully engaged, particularly when it comes to spiritual things. If we really are interested in hearing the voice of God, we need to be in a prayer relationship. That's a key building block if you're really interested in being guided and hearing the voice of God. The good news is that statistics show that a large portion of us are praying to God. You know, we say words to God. And that's one side of the coin. And if you do that side, you have a much higher percentage of the other side of the coin, which is to actually slow down and to hear from God. Prayer is a two-way conversation. And so it's important that we need to have the one side of the conversation where we're actually talking to God, expressing our concerns, bringing our needs to Him. You know, all that is important. But the other half is where we need to meet and hear from God, and that's to be quiet and be still. But if you don't have the one, chances are you won't be able to move into the other. And so it's very important, and we've already talked about the importance of establishing and building a prayer life. And this is part of that as well. And we just talked about this, is that you need to be attentive and listening when you are in your prayer life. You know, that you are actually trying to listen to God in the midst of this, expressing your cares and our concerns to Him, but then also taking the opportunity to be attentive to what it is that God might be saying to you as well. This scripture passage is one that is really great because it reminds us that God wants us to hear His voice. This is what it says in John 10:27. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. My sheep listen to my voice. God wants us to be people who listen to His voice. And this is an important spiritual principle that we have to be able to tune in to His voice and not our voice. Because the main voice that I listen to in my head is my voice. You know, I often am thinking about things, and so then I am often the voice in my head. And so sometimes when God, I hear a voice and I wonder, is that you, God, or is that just me? And so this is an important principle, because sometimes I think we just spiritualize our own voice in our head. And what I mean by that is that sometimes, you know, you will, particularly in these days of political polarization, is that you'll think you're hearing the voice of God, but basically it's your own political ideology that is speaking, and you think that that's the voice of God. We have to be really cautious that we don't declare our own voices in our head to be the voice of God. And this is, I would like to say that I've got this all figured out, but I don't. But I do know that his sheep know his voice. And God help us to be able to hear his voice in the midst of this. Not just spiritualizing my own voice, but to truly listen to his voice. One of the things that we have to watch on our spiritual journey is to not quench or limit the Holy Spirit in our lives. And the Bible says this in 1 Thessalonians 5:19, do not quench the Spirit. The quenching is the kind of limiting, or, you know, if it was like a fire, quenching is, you know, putting that fire out. And so we quench the Spirit when we have no expectation that the Holy Spirit is going to speak or do anything. And so if we don't come with a spirit of expectation when we come to him, you know, God's not really going to force you to hear him. And so when we come, there has to be some expectation that he is going to speak to you in that moment. And if you don't have any expectations, then chances are you aren't. And I've had this experience in other areas of my life, you know, that I've gone into situations where I really just have, you know, no expectation that anything is going to happen out of this meeting. And you know what? And oftentimes I'll leave that meeting thinking I was right. You know, there nothing really happened. And the part of the reason is because my expectation was low. And so I just, almost like self-fulfilling prophecy, I didn't expect anything to happen and nothing did. And if we have no expectation that God is going to speak, probably we are going to be right. And so we have to have an expectation that God is going to speak to us. And sometimes when it comes to the Holy Spirit, you know, we've been prompted by the Holy Spirit to do something. You know, that on our spiritual journey, you may have had that point where, you know, you felt God was speaking and calling you to do something, and you did what many of us do, which is, as you said, no, I don't want to do that. And that's kind of making me uncomfortable, not sure if that's really you, and so I'm not going to do that. And when we do that, when we say no, the more we say no to the Holy Spirit, the less opportunities come for that prompting, because we have quenched his spirit in our lives. And so we have now limited the Holy Spirit, and so we're not as attentive as we could be, because when we begin to say no to something or to the Holy Spirit, eventually the Spirit, because the Spirit is a still small voice, we begin to not be tuned into the Spirit of God. And sometimes we are not in tune with the Spirit because we've got ourselves entangled into a sinful lifestyle. You know, God is interested in us building a life that is pleasing to him. And if we're getting entangled, you know, and I've known many people that they were, you know, living a Christian life, and then their lifestyle started to change. They started to get involved in some things, and eventually now their lives are nothing. They don't even resemble the life they had before. And the reason is because in that entangling, they are no longer listening to the Spirit and the Spirit's challenge in their life and the promptings and the leadings of the Holy Spirit. And so a sinful lifestyle can be something that can limit God's ability to be able to speak to us, because our own sin is causing us to shut out His voice in our lives. And sometimes we lose awareness of spiritual warfare that's going on around. Many of us forget that we're in a spiritual battle. I have to remind myself almost daily that I am in a spiritual battle and that I need to be standing up in that. And, it talks about when you put on the armor of God, the reason that you do it is so that you can pray. And if I am not aware of the fact that I am in a spiritual battle, chances are I am not going to put on the spiritual armor of God, and I am not going to be able to be in a living, active, prayer relationship with God. And so God is doesn't want us to be unaware of the spiritual battle that we are in, because if we are, then we will quench the Spirit of God and we will not be able to hear His voice. Next thing is that we need to listen and obey the voice of God. And so many times we don't really have when we come into a prayer time, we really don't have an expectation of God speaking to us. And so we don't ask Him questions about ourselves. We're praying for all these various needs and concerns, but if God's really interested in transforming and changing you, we need to bring to Him those areas that we want God to work in. And so let me give you three questions that you need to be asking if you're really interested in the Spirit of God speaking in your life. Ask God these three questions. Number one, what's my next step in the development of my character and spiritual life? God, what is it that you want me to develop in my character of who I am and in my spiritual development? What is it that you want me to work on? And it's like, wow, that's an interesting question. And if you begin to ask God to do that, God will begin to reveal to you some of these things. Next question, what is the next step in my family relationships? God has placed us in family groups for various reasons. And these are the people that we are to care and be responsible for while we're here on earth. And so ask God, what is it, if you've got kids at home, what is it that you want me to do to help them grow in their spiritual life? How do you want me to work on my relationship with my spouse? How do you want me to work on my relationship with my aging parents? What is it that you are calling me to do in this area? And what's the next step in my ministry? What are the things that you are calling me to do? Maybe you even be asking God, what is it that you want me to be involved with? How do you want me to serve the church? How do you want me to serve in my community? How do you want me to do these things? And start to be listening for the leading of the Holy Spirit in these areas. And, there's probably other questions as well. Is there something else that are asking God for His direction in? God, what is it that you want me to do? What is it that you need me to work on in these areas in my life? How will our prayer life change if we come with the attitude that not only am I just coming to God to get Him to do something, but that I'm asking God to help me to be able to help in the whole process? And that I'm tuning into the voice of God in these key areas in my life. What is my spiritual life, my character going to look like if God is transforming and changing it? What is my family going to look like if I allow God to change me in there? these relationships? How is my ministry going to change if I truly ask God to transform me and change me so that I will be conformed more to His will? And is there other areas where we need to be tuning in and listening for the voice of God? And we need to be tuned in to God moment by moment. We need to be, and I love this phrase, we need to be relentlessly responsive to the voice of God. Relentlessly responsive. Because I believe that God is going to speak to you in your everyday circumstances. As you're walking down the road, as you're at home, at your job, wherever you are, the Spirit is going to be prompting you. And so you need to be relentlessly responsive to the voice of God in your everyday moments. What does the hymn say? Take my moments in and my days. Let them flow in ceaseless praise. God wants us to take our moments and be relentlessly responsive to Him in those moments. And so we need to pray. And sometimes that's how what God is calling, you know, all of a sudden, I don't know if you've had this experience before, but I've had this before, where just absolutely out of the blue, somebody pops into my head and I feel God saying, you need to pray for them right now, right now. And so this is one of those moments where you need to be relentlessly responsive and then maybe contact them later, you know, hey, really felt led by the Spirit to pray for you today, just hoping everything's okay. God bless you. Prayed for you today. You know, that's, I think, what God wants us to do. He wants us to be relently responsive to those things. And so sometimes we'll go, well, why is He asking me to pray for that? Don't ask. Just respond. Just do it. Often, it requires a servanthood, that God wants you to serve other people. And so oftentimes when you're prompted by the Spirit, it usually is to serve somebody, you know, that you do an act of service, an act of kindness, a special, you know, doing something special for somebody else that's serving. Or, you know, I love when people do this. I'm not really one that have done this a lot myself, but, you know, I've been the benefactor of somebody else who's paid for me at a line. And I don't know if that's a spiritual thing, but some people it is. And so God's encouraging them to, you know, pay for somebody else. Whatever it is, God uses servant actions as a way of showing His love spontaneously to other people. And so oftentimes God's promptings use the action of servanthood in order to be able to bring His love to other people. And so we need to be attentive to the prompting of the Spirit in those areas. It often uses our gifts as well, that God has gifted us and empowered. Sometimes it does it, but sometimes, you know, I am qualified or I have something that is the needed gift. You know, sometimes, you know, a mechanic is called to, you know, fix somebody's car for them, or somebody is called to use something that God has gifted and enabled them with in order to be able to help other people. And it often causes us to step out of our comfort zone as well. You know, sometimes when we feel the Holy Spirit's prompting, you know, sometimes we want to shake it off and say, oh, that can't be, or because it makes us uncomfortable. We may do something that is a little bit out of the norm. And often that's the way God works, because God is looking for us to be obedient and responsive. And so if He can get us to the point where we are responding, even when it is a little bit difficult, a little bit hard, a little bit out of our comfort zone, we become far easier for God to direct us. It's kind of like a boat. You know, if you try to turn a boat when it's not moving, it's not going to happen. Or a bike, you can't do it. But to turn a boat while it's moving, or a bike while it's moving, is much easier. And God wants us to be movable. and usable. And it's when we are moving that God is able to use us the most. And so let's ask God to lead us and to prompt us in those areas. And the other thing is that in our moment-by-moment things, or in the promptings and the leadings of the Spirit, is that they're always consistent with Scripture. God won't tell us to do something that is beyond His Word. You know, and I've met with some people, and they've said, well, you know, I really feel God is calling me to, you know, not go to church or not get in connected with Christians. And it's like, you know what, that's contrary to the Word of God. And so I don't know if that's the voice of God that's calling you to that. That might be something else. And so whenever we are prompted by the Spirit, it will not contradict the Word of God. And that's where, again, the Word of God is so important in being able to discern what the will of God is. And so we need to be getting into God's Word in order to be able to help us to discern His truth. The Word of God tells us that we need to keep in step with the Spirit. Listen to what it says in Galatians 16 and 5, 16 and 25. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. If we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit. And my encouragement to each one of us in 2021 is that we keep in step with the Spirit. If we're really truly interested in building a life that is constantly being transformed and changed into the image of God, it is only going to come as we attentively and relentlessly respond to the voice of God in our lives. But for many of us, it means that we have to begin to listen more clearly to what it is that God is trying to tell us. We need to ask God by His Spirit to speak to us so that we can listen and obey the voice of God in our lives. And so my prayer for each one of us is that in 2021, we would tune in to the voice of God and keep in step with His Spirit. And as we close the service today, let's just take a moment and let's pause together and let's ask the Spirit to move in our hearts and in our lives, so that we would be attentive to His voice and that we would be able to respond with obedience to His leadings and His promptings in our lives. And so would you just take a moment right now and say to God, God, would you open my heart and open my mind and open my ears to be able to discern Your voice, so that I can grow and change and be transformed into the image of God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, help us to be able to tune in to Your voice. God, forgive us. Many of us, like myself, have grown suspicious of those that claim to hear the voice of God. And help us to be attentive and attuned to Your voice, to keep in step with Your Spirit, and that the Spirit of the living God would fall afresh on us. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we want to sing. And this might be a new song, but it's called Spirit of the Living God. And the Spirit of the Living God wants to minister in our lives. As we sing this song, let's open our hearts to His movement in our lives. Thanks so much for being a part of our online service today. And I pray that we would really have hearts and minds and wills that are open to hearing the voice of God. And may you, in this new year, be attentive and attuned to His voice, that the Spirit of God, Spirit of the living God, would fall fresh on us, and that we would be able to discern and hear His still small voice. Again, thank you for being a part of our online service. Just to let you know as well that our youth ministry has gone online as well. If you go to our webpage or our Facebook group, you will be able to get some more information about how you can be a part of this online experience. You can also join in on the discussion after the service, and just to be able to say your goodbyes for today, and also to be able to discuss what we've talked about here in the service. God bless you. Hope that you have a wonderful, wonderful week. Be safe.